Miley Cyrus on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. We are Jared and Katie with Two Famous Whitney and Jason Goodman. Well, there's a lot of e-thugs out there. They're online and they're just waiting for you to put your Facebook post so they can put something nasty. Or you post a video of your child on YouTube and they say, that's gay.
Uh-huh. I mean, or what an ugly baby. Or it's just why? Why?
They're just trolling around being negative. We call them e-thugs. And people on the internet, I think they feel comfortable because they're behind a computer screen.
Yep.
And they say things they would never say to somebody else. Or they post things or think things that they would never really want people to know or really do. Well, this one guy, he tweeted out that if I get 100 retweets, he posted a picture of his rifle out the window. He said he would kill somebody.
Oh!
If he had 100 retweets on that photo, he would kill somebody.
And who are the a-holes who retweeted?
Oh, he got retweeted. He also got arrested.
Good.
On the phone with us, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier. If you have injury of any kind, make sure you contact her, 1-888-CONSULT, or go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm ready for a 66-degree day today. Isn't that going to be great?
You got it.
Today.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, I talked to a couple of old dudes this week who follow, like, the Farmer's Almanac kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they told me it is going to snow again next week and then again the first week of April.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
We've been hearing the rumors.
Yes. The rumors may be true. We don't know. So you just can't win this
winter, spring.
Can't have nothing.
So, Lisa.
Yeah, and, you know, and those guys are right sometimes, I think. Like the old farmer dudes that really follow that stuff, I think they're right a lot of times.
I do, too.
They've had a lot of practice, and these old farmer dudes aren't on Twitter, I'm sure. But
no.
But speaking of Twitter.
Yes. 100 retweets or I'll shoot somebody walking, is what he said on Twitter.
Yeah, is this not, I know, so dumb. But, so, he was charged with communicating threats, which is basically, it's a crime in pretty much every state. You can't go posting that you're going to harm people like that. I mean, it's taken very seriously, particularly in our post 9/11 age, where it could have been a federal crime. There was one thing that saved it from being a federal felony, and that was that he put a condition on it. And so the federal law, it's an anti-terrorist law that says you can't put out this kind of communicated threat, with the one exception that it has to be unequivocal and unconditional, meaning you can't say, well, if this happens, then I'll kill a bunch of people.
Oh.
Then that doesn't qualify as a federal crime. But he was close to even committing a federal crime here that was a very serious felony. As it is, he committed a misdemeanor, but still, it's just dumb.
Yeah, and we found out later that the shotgun or rifle that he had out the window was just a little air rifle.
But still,
what an idiot.
People don't know that.
So, no, people don't know that. They're stupid. And he got retweets, of course.
Ugh.
But Twitter did suspend
him. All the times that snipers have, you know, we've had all the, like we had the DC sniper a few years ago, and then we've had a few other random sniper type guys around, and people are too doggone crazy, and you just have to take this kind of stuff seriously.
Absolutely.
No kidding. We're going to go from, Lisa, one crazy story to another. Last Wednesday, a 40-year-old drug dealer named Sean, he was on his way to meet a buyer, somebody he was trying to sell drugs. So he's meeting a buyer at a CVS in Pennsylvania. He was scheduled to be locked up on Friday for a drug charge from the year 2012, but he wanted to sell his stash of pills before he went to prison.
Yeah, that'd be bad when he gets out.
Yeah, you got to have a little spending money when you're in jail, right?
Right.
Yeah, they probably had an expiration date on them or something,
Probably, I don't know. Well, while this drug dealer's on the way to go make this deal, he runs out of gas, or his car breaks down, and two people pull up, and they offer to help push him to the nearest gas station. Well, when he gets there, he takes him up on the offer. When he gets there, he tries to sell him the drugs. And turns out he was trying to sell to an undercover cop.
This dude is the most unlucky dude of all time.
That is unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to you in North Carolina when you try to sell drugs to an undercover cop? Do you just go straight to jail?
Well, it's a serious felony. It depends on the quantity and the type of drug, but in pretty much almost all cases, it's going to be a serious felony unless it was a very small amount of marijuana that sometimes would be classified as a misdemeanor if it was just like a personal consumption type quantity versus a larger quantity. So it all depends on the quantity. But you know what? This made me think about, for these two folks that pushed this guy, you actually see accomplice liability many, many times when someone asks someone for help or a ride to something, and then they go commit a crime. Sometimes that person that was driving actually gets charged with some form of accomplice liability. And what's crazy about it is it's the same liability as the person who commits the underlying crime. And sometimes these sort of wheelman guys are truly innocent, and they actually end up getting convicted because no one believes that they didn't know a crime was being committed.
Mm-hmm. So basically don't help anybody.
Right. That's well, exactly. Especially don't help criminals, right? If your friend is a drug dealer, do not give them a ride anywhere, or if they're any other type of criminal. Because North Carolina actually follows a thing called the felony murder rule, and it's really, we're in a minority of jurisdictions that follow that. And that means that if somebody dies in the commission of that crime, even if you were just the driver and you didn't hold a gun, you didn't intend to kill anyone, you just sat in the car, then you actually will be guilty of a capital murder.
Man.
And
goodness.
Basically, you'll either have life in prison without possibility of parole or the death penalty.
So what if...
it's crazy.
But what if for some... say you were a drunk driver, mm-hmm. and you were driving with that guy, and that guy killed somebody from drunk driving, and you were a passenger in that car. Are you liable now?
Now, typically not if you're a passenger, because you didn't have anything to do with... Well, basically, the reason that like the wheelman and that kind of situation is a part of the crime is because they actually did something. They drove the getaway car, so they aided in the commission of the crime. But the passenger in the drunk driving incident is more of a bystander, and their presence there is coincidental. They're not acting in some way that aids in the commission of the crime like the wheelman. But what happens almost always is in these wheelman situations, they always say they didn't know that the crime was going on, and people just don't believe them, and they end up being incarcerated, or if somebody died in the crime, they could lose their life over that. It's crazy.
So don't hang out with shady people.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Or someone's like, hey, if anyone says, hey, wait in the car, say, I'm good, I'm leaving.
Exactly.
Well, that works.
Exactly.
Wow. All right, well.
Yeah. It even applies if somebody just dies. Like, you've seen these crazy circumstances where somebody's committing a robbery and the store clerk has a heart attack and dies.
Uh-huh.
Bam, that's felony murder. Even the driver of that getaway car can be charged with murder, can be put to death or life in prison.
Who can you
it's
trust?
Amazing.
Who can you trust?
Can't trust your shady friends
exactly.
anymore.
You can't. President of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Lisa Lanier was joining us just now on the phone. If you have any kind of injury, contact Lisa Lanier, 1-888-CONSULT. Lisa has offices statewide, or simply go to 1075KCL.com, keyword Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.